ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Learning Masechtas and Edgin Daf Lamed Hei. We'll start from the end of Daf Lamed Dal in the base. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. It says that Dini Nefashis is done in B'yayim V'goyim in B'yayim. That in conscious the Dini Mominis, which only the Tchilis Din has to be B'yayim, the Gemaidin could be B'layla. Dini Nefashis, the Gemaidin also has to be B'yayim. The Gemara says, Minah Nimili, Amr Avsimim Bechi Amakra V'haika Eisul Mashem Neged Hashemesh. The Pasuk by Baal Pa'ar says, V'haika Eisul Mashem Neged Hashemesh. Like is a tliya, the tliya has to be neged hashemesh. It has to be while it's still sunlight, while it's b'yayim. And then where it goes on, Amr Avchisti minayim loikashi tliya d'ksiv v'kanam Hashem megiv v'shol v'chir Hashem v'chuli. So in Achreinim Abavid, the pasuk just says that the mis has to be b'yayim. And Bemis and the Gemara is mefurish that you learn after this pasuk that the mis has to be b'yayim. The Gemara a little bit afterwards on Laman Heyam and Aleph. When the Gemara says, V'ligmer b'shabata, V'ligdalei b'shabata, Emet Sikha derech Shabbos, V'ligdalei l'urta, Neged Hashemesh binan. So even if the din is on Shabbos, to do the Misa, on Meitzoy Shabbos, the problem of Neged Hashemesh. So the Chayyidus Pasuk is telling you that the Misa has to be b'yayim. The Misa's Bezdin has to only be done b'yayim. Abavush state in the Pasuk that the Gemara din has to be b'yayim. Maybe the Misa has to be B'yayim, but the Gemara didn't, could be B'layla. So Kama the Kama Achreinim say that the Pasuk says two things. The Pasuk says, Kachas Chorashi Am, V'hoika Yisrael Mashem Neged Hashemesh. And the Gemara says, it doesn't mean that you take the Rashi Am and you hang the Rashi Am Neged Hashemesh. They didn't do anything wrong. The Gemara says, right? Rashi Am, Am Chatu, Rashi Am Achatu. So Am Ravida Merav. Chalak Lembat Dinim. It says, Kach Rashi Am means, take the Rosh Ha'am and make them into Bezdin. And they should go and hang the people that when it's Madnul Baal Par. So Zagan Achreinim, the word Kenegan Hashem, which is going on both. It's going Sayin the Kachas Rosh Ha'am, which means to dan them, the din, and Sayin the Haikaisim Hashem, and Sayin the Haikaisim Hashem. They both have to be Negan Hashemish. So that teaches you Sayin the din has to be Negan Hashemish. And sign the Misa has to be Neged Hashemesh. As I learned the Teres Chaim, and the Rishash, and the Kais Yeshuas, and the Chaim of the Chai, and other Achreinim. Now the Dvar of Rum, in Simon, in Sechelik Beis, in Simon Laman Dalad, he asks the Kasha, the Gemara doesn't mean that part of the Pasuk. The Gemara just brings the part of the Pasuk, V'ayka Yisrael Hashem. The Gemara should have brought the part of the Pasuk, Kach Rosh Ha'am. So the Gemara is not Mashmeh that it's going on Kach Rosh Ha'am. And also he says, Rishenim, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Yad Ramah, the Mashman at the Pasuk is teaching you the Misa has to be B'yayim. And he's also bothered that how do we know the Gemar Din has to be B'yayim? We know by Mominis, the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim, and the Gemar Din could be B'layla. So maybe the Kach Rosh Yom is going on the Tchilas Din. Kach Rosh Yom, that the Tchilas Din has to be Kenegan Hashemesh. How do you know the Gemar Din has to be B'yayim? Now the Rambam, the Pasuk, it stemmed beautifully by saying that the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim. Kach Rosh Ha'am. Elamai, you're going to say that this is the pshat. That since it says, Kach Rosh Ha'am V'hoika Yisrael Hashem Neged Hashemesh, Vais Deis at the whole Maisa, from the beginning, Kach Rosh Ha'am, until the end, V'hoika Yisrael Hashem, that all has to be Neged Hashemesh, all have to be B'yayim. It's all in one Hemshech. So since the Tchilas Din has to be B'yayim, and the Mis has to be B'yayim, so male the Gemara Din Avados has to be B'yayim. But Zok the Dvar Avram, but it's not the same day anyway, because we know it is a Din of Alon Es Din. We know that when you Mechayev them in Din, you have to wait till the next day. So anyway, it's not Kachos Rosh Hashem, V'hoi Kachos L'Mashem, from the beginning to the end is Neged Hashemesh. Avad, you can't do that. Avad, in order to do the chayiv emisus, you have to wait till the next day. So once you anyway have to wait till the next day, so maybe it's good enough by night. And the misa will be the next day, the third day. So don't the dvar of Rama pshat, and then the city is mechavim to the Meiri. The Meiri mamish says is pshat beferish. That enachinami, that's in the pasuk's dafka going on the misa. But just like the Gemara said, that you can't dan on Shabbos, because since there's no ritzicha on Shabbos, since there's no Mrs. Bezin on Shabbos, so merely you can't dan on Shabbos because you can't wait because of Inei Adin. So who Adin? You can't be going with Adin by night. Not that there's any din that the Gemara din has to be behind. But if the Gemara din is by night, when are you going to do the Misa? You have to wait till the next day. You wait till the next day, it's Inei Adin. So Mela, that's why you're not going to be able to make the Gemara din by night, because it'll be a problem of Inei Adin. Like I said, that is the Pshat the Meiri says. It's a Pshat from the Rishonim. But the problems with this Pshat also. First of all, Anish Geferlich, it will come out that when there's no problem of Inei Adin, you'd be allowed to make the Pesach Din by night. L'mashal Zaken Mamre. There's a Gemara that says that Zaken Mamre, according to Abikivi, you wait until the regal. There's no din of Inei Adin. You wait until the regal to kill the Zaken Mamre. So Mela Oibazai, Zaken Mamre, you'd be able to make the Gemara Din by night. Also, and this is what Dvar Avram talks about before, Shara Niskal. There's a Shmuz in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ravid, and Perek Yud Aleph and Ilchus Iskei Mammon, Alach Hazayin and Ches, and the Rambam holds that there's no din of Inei Adin by Shara Niskal. Sugya is mashmid, there is. The Ravid argues it's a separate sugya. Pal Kol Panim, Fakeh, the Dvar Avram says it's very good, because the Gemara in Lamed Vavim and Bey says that all these the Chilukim between Dini Nefashis and Dini Mamonis that we have in the Mishnah don't apply to Shara Niskal. Because they're all a matter of finding a schus, that a matan al piyachan and a kom lamdim schus, and a kom lamdim chayv, and all these things, they don't apply to a Shara Niskal, because you don't bother so much being matan al schus of Shara Niskal. And the Aruch Haner has the kasha, and the Aflam of Vavim and Beis, why would the din of Danim B'yayim, the Gaimim B'yayim, not apply to Shara Niskal? That has nothing to do with schus. Has nothing to do with the shayla of imatel l'schus, like the shayla of matan al piyechel l'schus of loy l'chayva, or kol malam dim schus, or malam et schus enim malam et chayvu kadayma. That's just a shayla at a time. So why wouldn't that apply? Why wouldn't you say the din of mises abalim kach mises ashar, legabi this din, that din in nefashis, you have to be gayma b'layla. So Zog the Dvar Avram, very good. A few were saying, it's a din in Inei Adin. If it wouldn't be for the halach of Inei Adin, you wouldn't have to be Gaimer Belaila. So if either Rambam, the Shara Niskal, there's no din of Inei Adin, so maybe it's very good. Why you don't need Laila? It comes out of very Bechilik, La'alacha. Pashas, if you never like the Achreinim, that there's a separate limud, the Kachas Rashi Om, that has to be Neged HaShemesh, and them state that the din Nefashis Be'etzim has to be Neged HaShemesh, has to be Be'yayim. So Eibba says, I do Inei Adin. Even when there's no problem with Inei Adin, there's a Psul Laila. Mashain Kane, Lefi, what the Miri says, Tvar Avram's Pshat, that Tzatzini Adin, Betzim is only Adin, Mis has to be B'yayim, but the Gemara Adin is only Tzatzini Adin, so by Zakim Marmi, you wouldn't have that Din. And by Shara Niskel, it's very good why you don't have that Din. Lefi the Ramah Malko upon him. Now, the Aruch Haner Bavarin such a Pshat, he doesn't like it because he holds that Inei Adin is the Rabbanan. And the Din of Garmin B'yayim, he holds the Din Deraisa. Brings the Raya from the Gemara Megillah, it's the Din Deraisa. So if it's only Altsini Adin, Inei Adin, he holds the Din der Rabbanan. But that's Bechal Mat Murchuk, we'll speak about it a little bit later in the Shia. Pashas and the Yishayim, Inei Adin is the Din der Aisa. But Lechari, to me, it's a little bit schwer. That Vas Epis, is there a Psul Laila because of Inei Adin? The Gemara Gufa had said by Shabbos that you can't dan on Shabbos because of Inei Adin. And the Gemara says you should kill him at night. And the Gemara says, Neged HaShemesh Binon. And the Gemara says, "Bein goyim the din and Shabbos and kulam be'echad b'Shabbos nimsat the ma'ana as dinoi." But advice is to be goyim the din on Shabbos and to kill him on Meitzah Shabbos is not called dinei adin. So it could be it's only in the case where you goyim the din at the end of Shabbos. Could be there's dinei adin even a small amount of time. But advice is that alone, you wouldn't. The Gemara is naming on. You wouldn't be able to say with a klarkeit that you don't make a din on Shabbos because you'd be able to be goyim the din on Shabbos, right before night, and then kill him at night. And the only problem is because ain't Ritzicha Belaila. But Eiva Zay, if you're going to learn that it's Altsini Adin, so the Chayy can have a case where you could be going to Din Belaila. If you're going to Din all the way at the end of the night, and right after you're going to Din, you take him out for Skila by the time you get there, It's by day. Won't be the problem. Veisich nisht. Al-Kobanim, he says, also come in an afkimin if it's psul b'di'evid, which again, you don't have it right either way, but if it's a din b'yayim, l'chayr, it's ma'akiv, and the gemar din b'layla wouldn't work. Mashayim v'tzatzine a din, but the b'di'evid you make the gemar din b'layla would be a gemar din. Now the Dvar Avram asks, and the Teres Chaim, Bemisim Bavarns this, that if you're going to say al-tzatzine a din, so why can't you be goyim l'schus b'layla? Let's say Bezin's in the middle of a masu matan. And they decide, Belaila, that they all were machlit. Okay, we're going to say l'schus. So why can't you be gaimed a din l'schus, Belaila? It's very shver. So the Dvar Avram tries to say that maybe the pshat is that there's no such thing as a gemara din l'schus. If Bezin decides a schus, it's dumb. They don't make a gemara din. They just leave it. Because as long as they don't have a psak din l'chiv, he's not going to be chayiv misa. So there's never a psak din l'schus. There's no reason for it. So it's not called a psak din. There's no halacha when the psak din l'schus has to be, because nothing comes from a psak din l'schus. A psak din l'chiv, you need the psak din l'chiv in order to kill him. So it's the halachas. How to make a psak din l'chiv? Mashayin a psak din l'schus. Shayin, we don't have a chiv, so we disband. But he says it's not true, because there is a halacha. If there's a psak din l'schus, and then you find out chiv, and you find that it's a mistake, you're not machzirin. Mashengen, if it's not a psak din, l'chayit is no din, you're not machzirin. So if they made a mistake, so they'll be able to do machzirin. So it's isn't a gay a psak din l'schus. So why did Shver, why did the Mishnah say that the Gemara din has to be b'yayim, if it's only atzini adin, only the Gemara din l'chayit has to be b'yayim. But a Gemara din l'schus, l'chayit could be b'layla. So the Dvar Avram clears maybe as asvar. Maybe there's no such thing as a gemara din l'schus if you can't have also at the time made a gemara din l'chayva. A din be'etzim is that you have two tzadim. You could pass in schus, you could pass in chiv. So meila, whatever you pass in, that's a psak. Mashengen b'layla where you can't pass in chiv, you can only pass in schus. So there's no two tzadim. That's not a gemara din of schus. But he says nishtazai. Because you see, it says in the Mishnah not the way. The Mishnah says that dinei nefashis danim v'yayim v'gayim v'yayim l'schus, but in order to be gayim l'chayva, you have to wait for the next day. So why don't you say the same story that the first day you can't pass in l'schus because the first day you can't pass in l'chayva, so then you need alanis adin. So you can't pass in l'chayva the first day, so that should prevent you from passing in l'schus. Elamai is also shvari. Anyway, he says it's a shvachas shvari. Mechadesa. Lamai said, Atut Stadim, Chiv, and Schus. There's a technical problem that you can't pass in the Tzad of Chiv because of the problem of Ini Adin. That's going to mean that you can't pass in Schus. And the Rai is because you see that the first day you can pass in Schus even though the Vaila you can't pass in Chayva. So Meili says another Svar. He says, a Gaval de Gazach. I've added a Leman of the Gemara of Ahai Kaisel Mashem Neger Hashem, which is a din in the Misa. And the Misa has to be Bayayim. As I state in the Rishayim, as I state in the Me'iri. So if either that, then we're going to see from there that the Gemara din has to be b'yayim is altzine adin. But hain that al kapanim l'chayiv you can't pass in b'layla. So kum dais the pasuk as though you would say like this by dini mamnus we have a pasuk v'ayim b'yayim echilas banav to tell you that the din has to be b'yayim. We have a pasuk of shavdu sam b'chaleis to tell you that the din could be bein b'yayim bein b'layla. So we say that chilas din has to be b'yayim and the Gemara din could be bein b'yayim bein b'layla. But since the din is the misa has to be dafka b'yayim, and that means the gemara din l'chayiv has to be dafka b'yayim, ayim b'zayi, we can't dash of a shav to zom b'chol eis for dinei nefashis, because the chayiv, to down the chayiv, you can't do b'chol eis. It'll be a problem of inei adin. Once you don't have a shav to zom b'chol eis, v'meila, the gemara din would have the same din as the tchilas din, and would have to be b'yayim. So kum tais hazai, all the nafkiminis we said aren't richtig anymore. You know, even though mitzad the drasha starts with the fact that the misa has to be b'yayim, and the melee you can't do the gemara din b'layla altzini adin. But haint, that you can't do the gemara din b'layla altzini adin, so the melee you don't have the pasuk v'shavta sam mechales, and the melee you'd have the pasuk v'hayu b'yayim mechila to teach you that b'akapana by nefashis, there's no din, that gemara din could be b'chales, and Gemara din is like Tchilas din, so Be'etzim has to be B'yayim. And that would answer why L'schus also has to be B'yayim. So Mela, you wouldn't have the Teretz by Shar, by Zakim Amri, you also would have to be B'yayim. you wouldn't have the kasha. You could do it at the end of the day, at the end of the night. The site is once anyway, the night, al kapana, most of the night, is taken off because of the problem of inei adin. So mainly you lose the v'shaftus of mechaleis to tell you that the gemara din could be at any time. And mainly hajudin the gemara din to the tchilas din, it has to be b'yayim. But to say, so even according to this pshat in the gemara, l'maskana, the yayim is be'etzim, and it's ma'akiv, and it's not only al tzini adin. That's the pshat from the dvar avraham. And now let's go later. The Gemara is now going on the part of the Mishnah. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Dinei Mammon is Geimrim Bei B'Yayim Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chayva. Dinei Mammon is, you're allowed to be Geimrim the Din the same day, whether it's a Schus or L'Chayva. Dinei Nefash is Geimrim Bei B'Yayim, I mean L'Schus B'Yayim Shal Achrav L'Chayva. If they want to be Mezakim, they could do it that day. But if they want to be Mechayvim, they have to wait till the next day. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. Rav Chanina, Dama Krom, Eliyasi Mishpat, Tzedek Yolamba, Vatam Ratzachim, that the Navi has a time, they used to be Tzedek Yolamba, they used to be male in the din, and now they don't do it. And Rav Mehocha, Ashrei Chamoitz, Ashrei Dayan, Shemechametz is Dinoi, it's very good for a Dayan to make, to Mechametz a din, to make Aonis a din. So the Dvar Avram, then, Chalik Bey, Simulam Adalad, he clears his shyly, he says, what's the din if they didn't do Aonis a din b'diavit? What's the din? If you have the Bezdin, and they decided L'chayva, and they pass in the din without Alanis Adin, is it P'sak Chal? Could they kill him, or could they do Alanis Adin afterwards and kill him tomorrow? He says he has two tzadim to say that the P'sak is Chal. First of all, maybe the whole din of Alanis Adin is in L'chatchila. Like the Gemara is Mashma. The Gemara brings P'sukim from Navi, that's a good thing to do. Mechatez is Ma'akiv. You don't know for sure that it's Ma'akiv. Mechatez is a din. That it can't be a psak din without a lanas adin. Maybe the whole lanas adin is in l'chachila, but the evid, if they pass in the misa, without a lanas adin, it's chal the psak and zehu. Not quite the nachashayla. Maybe, and even if you say a lanas adin is ma'akiv, and it's also to kill him without a lanas adin, but who says a lanas adin is ma'akiv before the psak din? Maybe you could do a lanas adin after the psak din. I bezei, so why did the Mishnah say that you're why don't you just be Geimer by B'yayim L'chayva or so? And then have a lunas in after the Gemara Adin. So the Dvar Avraham, the Teretz says, that's because of Inei Adin. That's because of Inei Adin. Once you have a Psak Din, you have Inei Adin, like we're going to see in the next Sugya. Before the Psak Din, there's no Inei Adin. After the Psak Din, then Schal Din of Inei Adin. So, you're not allowed to make the Gemara Din before the Halana because there'll be a problem of Inei Adin. But b'di'evit, if you made the Gemara Din, so shame. Now you're going to have to wait for the next day. You're going to have to be over on the Din of Inei Adin in order to make Halana's Adin. But the Psak is Chal, and you can have the Kiyum of the Halana's Adin after the Psak Din. Now he's Mefalpo, that might not work. So just like we had before in the Gemara, on that, if you zayin him an aleph, he had Rav Kana said, "As an hedge and shrew, cool nechayv a poich." And I say, "My tama, given the gemira alanis adin, lemevelei skusiv ani sulei chazulei." If everyone thinks it's a chiyuv, so then you patter him. Why do you patter him? Because the halacha you have to make alanis adin, and if everyone sees lechayv, they're not gonna. It's not negay alanis adin. They're not gonna be able to think that maybe there's a skus if everyone saw lechayv. So merely a batterim because you won't have a lana sedin. So maybe who a din if they already paskin, even if it wasn't everybody. But they already paskin l'chayiv, there was a gemara din l'chayiv, that has the same chesaron of everyone seeing l'chayiv, that's not shayach a lana sedin. A lana sedin is before you paskin. Before you paskin, even though you think it's l'chayiv, but don't yet paskin l'chayiv, wait on it. So since you didn't paskin yet, so shayach the lana sedin can make you be chayzer. But once you paskin, not likely anymore. So it's the same problem, it's a chesaron in the lana sedin. He's being mefalpo there because he was wondering like this. If Ezen sees kulu l'chayiv, and they can't make halana sadin, so why do they patter him? Why don't they send him to another Bezdin? L'maisa, he did something wrong. And l'maisa, they think he's chayiv. But good, this Bezdin can't make halana sadin. Maybe they'll send him to another Bezdin. And that Bezdin, maybe there'll be one or two people that won't be so sure it's l'chayiv, and they'll be able to make halana sadin, and then be able to mechayiv him. Me'echa teisa to patter him l'gamri. And who would like in our case? Let's say they all pass in L'chayiv. And you're going to tell me, Alanis Adin doesn't work anymore. So good. And Echad Eisi is part of L'gami. Maybe we should go to another Bezdin. He says, unless you're going to say it, that's like the same din of Yetzim Bezdin Zakai. That once this Bezdin can't paskin, you could collect. That din, that way Yetzim Bezdin Zakai, Eimach Zirin L'chayva. Is it the pshat that if this Bezdin paskin schus, so even if they made a mistake, but that's how they paskin, so they have to stick to it. Or maybe it's another Zach. Maybe the pshat is, if he went to one Bezdin, and for whatever reason, there was no Pesach Chiv, so there's no din to go to another Bezdin. He says, Sarach Yigod, he's not sure. He rather declares, if you're going to say like the Tzad, that the Pesach is Chal, but you still have to do Alonis Adin, because it's Shayach Alonis Adin after a Pesach, we know there's a halacha that once they pass an Adin L'Chiv on somebody, so if you kill him, you potter. He's a Gavra Bar Katola. So he declares, let's say they pass an L'Chiv the first day, and you still have a din of Alonis Adin. Is there a din if he's killed his potter? Is there such a din? Do you say you already have a psak? So maybe if he's killed his potter. Or do you say no? Since the psak is mitli tali and the lana sadin, it's still not a full psak yet. See, that's what I think is the most mistabra. That the din of a lana sadin is a din that the psak doesn't have a take of a psak before the alana. So even if you're going to say you can still do a lana sadin afterwards, but you'll need another psak. Avad, it's not pshat that this psak is chal, but rather you also need a lanas adin before you kill him. No, it's a chsayin in the psak. The psak was without halana, it's a chsayin in the psak. Maybe you could still do halana and paskin again tomorrow. That I could hear toot studim. But l'chayr, it's mustabra to me, it's a chsayin in the psak. To say it's mamash psak, but hargay potter, and still there's a kiyum of halana adin afterwards, sounds to me not mustabra. But that's quite the dvar of Ram. It doesn't say klar. Nachamol, he's claring two shilas. First of all, maybe lanas adin is not likuva. And second, maybe this Alonis Adin can be Niskayim after the Gemara Din. Why not? His only tzadi has why not is that maybe it's not Shaykh anymore to do Alonis Adin, just like by Sanhedrin that was Ra'al Kulay L'chayva. We don't think they'll be able to do a proper Alonis Adin. Who would then once they paskin, maybe we don't think we'll do a proper Alonis Adin. But I was going to say that maybe the psak of L'chayv before Alonis Adin felt in the psak. It's not a psak L'chayv. So it could be you could still do a lanas din and make a psak l'chiv the next day, but you would need another psak l'chiv. That's what I would name on. And his shaila, then on the tzad, you could do a lanas din after a psak, is he considered a vakatala? I would say avadanat. But I don't have any raya, asvar. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara now quotes the end of the Mishnah, l'fichach, ein danim loy be'er shamash loy be'er v'yam teif. Because there's a din, that dine nefashis, you're only gaimim bay b'yayim l'schus, you have to do b'yayim shal acharav l'chayva, that's why you can't dan on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. And the Gemara explains, my tama, it doesn't work out that you could make dine nefashis on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Hey, Chilev, because what are you going to do? L'dayne b'malei Shabbat, v'ligmi l'dine malei Shabbat, if you make the din on Erev Shabbos and you finish it on Erev Shabbos, maybe they'll want to paskin l'chayv that he's guilty. And then they won't be able to finish an Erev Shabbos. They'll have to make a lanas adin. And when will they be able to do that? So they'll do a lanas adin. And they'll finish it on Shabbos. Now what are they going to do? And then they'll kill him on Shabbos. They can't kill him on Shabbos because ain't mitzvah d'eches Shabbos. There's halacha, and the Gemara explains afterwards where you know it from, that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, Mises Bezin is not Deich HaShabbos, you're not allowed to kill anyone on Shabbos. V'likti l'urta, so kill him Mitzvah Shabbos. Negin HaShem Ishbina, but that won't work because you have to kill Dafka B'yayim, like we spoke about earlier in the Shia. V'ligmi l'dina b'Shabbata, v'likti l'bechad b'Shabbata. So why can't you do the din on Erev Shabbos, do the Gemara din on Shabbos, and then wait till Sunday to kill? But that's a problem. Nimsata ma'ana is dinai. There's a problem with inay adin. You're prolonging the din. And adayne b'malei Shabbat v'nigre b'chad v'shabbat. If you're going to make the din on Erev Shabbos and finish it on Sunday, then minshu tamayu, they're going to forget the reasoning. They're going to forget what the reason is. So it's not going to work to paskin on Sunday what they did on Friday. They're going to forget exactly the reasoning. It's not going to be fresh. You have the sefer the yonim, and so they'll know exactly what they tainted. They know all their sores, but nay the bepumba kasvin. You can write what's in the mouth, but leave it the inchi. What's in the heart, you can't write. So that will be forgotten. Hilchah Klai Efshir. And Murray Dicker, you say, someone says a svara one day, the next day he'll still remember it enough to be able to pass and I'll be the svara. But 2 days later, even if it's written down, he won't remember it, it won't be klar, it won't be frish, he won't be able to have a good psak. So the four chedushei dinim, that you need all four chedushei dinim to teach you why you're not going to pass in the din, on why you're not going to make a din of dinin nefashis on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. You need the din of Alanas Adin. If it wouldn't be for the halacha of Alanas Adin, which we discussed earlier, then you'd be able to do everything on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. It wouldn't be a problem. That's one halacha. You need the din of Ein Mitzicha Deicha Shabbos, because if not, you could just finish it off on Shabbos L'chaiva. And we're going to discuss Ein Mitzicha Deicha Shabbos right after this shir, right after this part. You need the din, like we discussed in the beginning of the shir, that the Misa has to be by day. Otherwise, you could finish it on Shabbos and do the Misa on Meitzah Shabbos. And you need the din of Inui HaDin to say that you can't kill him on Sunday. So here's the Schadish Halach of Inui HaDin, where the Gemara is being Mechadish to us that when you pass in a din Misa on someone, you can't wait another day. You have to kill him Dafka that day, otherwise you're being over the Isra of Inui HaDin. Now the Gemara doesn't say clearly the Makar of Inui HaDin. The Adramah says, and the Gemara says in a few places here, and after the days and the days, you'll learn from it, broiling Misa Yafet. You have to give him the least painful death that you could. So prolonging the agony is giving him a painful death. So it's the Indian of Haftarecha Kamecha. Al Derech Zer Ben Gershom, the Gilgin of the Gemara in Erech and Avzayim, where the Gemara also mentioned Ini Hadin, and he says, the Isra is Al Tsar Balechayim. Now we mentioned early in the Shia, the Gemara above the Kamadav Tzadik Aleph is Mashmid is Din of Ini Hadin by Shara Nisko. The Rambam in Hilchas Niske Mamon Perik in Aleph Halacha Zayin says it's not. The Raivad there is Masig on the Rambam. They look there in the Magen Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah. Al Kabbalah Mizuchah coined this Sermi Shain if there is a din of Ini Adin by Shara Nisko. So the Dvar of Ram, the one that we mentioned, in Chaluk Beis, Simon Lamadal, and Reis Beis, he says if Ini Adin is coming, Mitzad da Halacha of Fahaftrecha Kamecha, or Tzar Balechayim, it wouldn't pass by Shara together. The Shara doesn't know about the din. So how's it Shayach Bechlal the Indian of Ini Adin by Ashar and Iskal? Even if you say Kemisas Abalim Kachmisas Ashar, it still doesn't make any sense because it's not causing the Shara any more pain Bechlal by pushing off the din. By a person, so a person knows he's condemned to death. So Mela, it's a very painful time. You don't want to prolong the agony. You get it over with as quickly as possible so not to cause him any additional suffering. But a Shara who doesn't know anything, the chayit is bechlal no inyev after a kamecha or tzar b'leichayim. It doesn't make any sense. So how's it shayich it could have inyev adim by a shara nisko? As I affect the dvar of Rome. So mele the dvar of Rome is mechadash gavaldig yisayin that be'etzim is a din which you could call inyev adim that stam there's a din in bi'atir amikir becha and you gotta kill him as early as possible. Because he's learning the din of a Be'arter Rabbi Kebecha teaches you that the Chiv Misa is not stam, you have a mitzvah to do something. So then whenever you do it, it's fine. I've added the Zuzim Akdim in the mitzvahs, but you're allowed to push it off. Well, Be'arter Rabbi Kebecha means that there's a problem. When you have someone Mechuyiv Misa here, the Torah wants you to get rid of him. There's a paid on every rega that the person or the Shara that's Mechuyiv Misa is still around. So, Mel, that's Mechai of the Misa right away. Also, Be'atr Omik Rebecha. So, you don't have to come on to V'after Echa Kamecha or Tzar Belechayim or anything. Stam. The Torah doesn't want the one who's Mechai of Misa to be alive. So, Mel, you have to kill him. Anything you wait, any day that you wait, is a bit I say. It's kind of like, I think he's learning, it's kind of like a Shavuot Zela. It's not Stam a mitzvah to return the Gzela. You're not supposed to be having the Gzela. So you're not allowed to delay that. Thus, Alain is a Gzela. He also, Be'at Yom Mekavecha, the Torah doesn't want the Mechuy of Misa to be around. You're not allowed to delay that. So, Frag the Dvar Avram, so I was so why the Yad Ramah have to come on to the After Echa Kamecha? Frag the Dvar Avram, Pasha. Because in Ag Gemara, you don't have that. Because in Ag Gemara, anyway, can't kill him because it's Shabbos. The question is, should you make the Gemara Din or not? Let's say somebody is brought to Bezdin now on Friday. And the Gemara is saying, the Bezin says, sorry, we have to wait till Sunday to make the din. Why? Because if we make the din now on Friday, and we're going with the din on Shabbos, and we're going to kill him on Sunday, so that's Inei HaDin. And what will be if you don't make the din today? It'll take you even longer to kill him. You'll have to make the din Sunday, the game of the din Monday, and kill him on Monday. So that wouldn't be a reason not to make the din on Friday, and Inei HaDin, because we can't kill him any earlier. What can we do? Kill him at the first possible opportunity. That's not going to be a reason not to don him on Friday. You'll don him on Friday, you'll be going to din on Shabbos, and you'll kill him the first possible opportunity, which is Sunday. What's wrong? So here the Adrama is saying another din. Here the Adrama is saying, I mean, Mekayach the Gemara, that the Pshat is that once already you paskin the Gemara din on him, and now he knows for sure he's going to die. And now it's going to be very painful for him that he's not being killed right away. It's taking a day for him to be killed. So Mel, that's felt him after Echa Kameicha. And that about it wouldn't apply by Yeshar at all. That's why Nemzan Yeshar you could not on Friday. There's no chsan of Inei HaDin L'chuli Alma because there's no after Echa Kameicha. The Inei HaDin by Yeshar is a pshat to be after Omri Kibbech has to be done right away. But the Inei HaDin that the Be'atar Omri Kibbech has to be done right away, that doesn't pass here. Because anyway, it can't be done any earlier. So Kondes is Svei Dinim, Inei HaDin Tain is the Dvar Avram. There's a din to be killed, to kill the Mechuyiv Misa right away as quickly as possible. It's Be'atar Omri Kibbech. But that doesn't apply. That wouldn't make it that you can't don him on Friday and Paskin on Shabbos, because you're not killing him as quickly as possible. And that, you don't need the Gemara Din to make that Inei HaDin. Stam, there's a din to do Be'atar Omri Kibbech as quickly as you could. And then there's another din. There's a din that once you pass in the chi of Misa on somebody, so Kumda is now, he's in a very bad matziv, he's in a matziv of tzar, he knows he's going to die. So get it over with as quickly as possible, it's after Ekamecha. That doesn't apply to a shah, that only applies to an adam, and that only applies after the Gemara din, and that's the reason why you can't make the din on Friday. That's a shtickle tarif and tvar from a glattik a shtickle. Well, by he and Yonah, there's a shmuz in some achrenim that Agumar is mavur that the only problem of Inei HaDin is once there's a Gemara Din. Like Rashi explains, because the Gemara says, you can't don him on Friday and make the Gemara Din on Shabbos and kill him on Sunday. That's the problem of Inei HaDin. So why can't you don him on Friday and make the Gemara Din on Sunday? And Rashi explains, because Kol Zman Shel Nigmar HaDin, like have Inei HaDin, the Chalshah Metzah B'Latzolah. Because Kol's man, it's not a Gemara Din, he doesn't know. Maybe he'll be Potter. So mainly he's not in such tzar. Fakayat, he's being hopeful. Avuk Shenigmar, then Kol Yeh Mitzah B'Lamisa, that's Havi Inei HaDin. That's painful for him, once it's Nigmar. But it's Mashma Klar, that the whole Din of Inei HaDin is also if it's Nigmar. So there's a Sefer Pnei Maven, a Friedrich Sefer, Chedushim on Sanhedrin, that he says, the Mishnah Perkei Avos says that Chayrev Bala Olam al Inei HaDin. And the Mefarshim there, Rashi, the Rambam, other Mefarshim, they all say the Pshat is that once the Dayan knows the Din, but he drags it out, that's called Inei HaDin. And they don't say the Pshat is once you already paskin the Din, that's Inei HaDin. Right? He says once he knows the Din, it's also an Inei HaDin. And the Chayrev does state in Rambam, in Hilchas Perk Sanhedrin, Hilchas Sanhedrin Perk Chaf Alach Avav, he says, "Hama'anes adin u'marich b'dvarim abruim k'day letzar echa mibalei adinim areza b'chol ma'avo." Someone is ma'aned adin, he prolongs the din, and he makes it longer when really it's dvarim b'ruim, really knows what the din is, but he's just stomping mefalplad in order to be metzar one of the balei adinim. That's b'chol ma'avo. That's leisasa oval b'mishpat. So the problem is, Agamar is saying Inei HaDin is only when you already have a gemara din. And here we're saying that Inei HaDin is as long as you know what the din is supposed to be, even without a Gemara Din, it's already called Inei HaDin. So the Sefer Pnei Maven says, it's not totally in the Gemara Din, it's totally if the Dayan already knows bebriris what the din is. If he knows for sure what the din is, then it's called Inei HaDin if he doesn't paskin it, even if there wasn't yet a Gemara Din. Rashi here is saying that if you don't paskin the din on Shabbos, the pshat is you don't know what the din is. You're doing halanas the din. You don't know. You're not going to discuss it on Shabbos. You wait till Sunday to discuss it. So you don't know what the din is. That's not Inei HaDin. in the din is when you know for sure what the din is. But he says it's a machlekes rishenim, because in Mayit Katan Daf Yedalin, the Gemara is discussing if you could do a din on Cholamayit. Could you do a din on Cholamayit? So the Gemara declares to say you can't actually do the din on Cholamayit because we don't want to disturb anyone's mayit. You'll have to put him in Cheirim if he doesn't listen to the din. We don't do that on Cholamayit. The pshat is when it says that you dine a din on mayit, it means you're ma'ayin in the din. But the Gemara says that can't be because that's ini hadin. So Rashi there is klor mashma that it's ini hadin even if you didn't pass in the din. The fact that you know what the paskin is called ine adin, that's why you can't be ma'ayin in the din of chalamayit and paskin afterwards, that's ine adin. And Taisus in the Ritva has a kash and Rashi, Agamar is mavur, that ine adin is dafka when the din is gepaskined already. So he says that's the machlaikis. Rashi holds it's lav dafka gmar din. As long as it's klar, like the Rambam says it's mavur, as long as it's klar what the din is, it's ine adin. And Taisus in the Ritva hold that no, it's dafka when the din is mamish kapaskin, it's already a gemar din, then there's ini adin. Otherwise, there's no ini adin. That's all from the Sefer Pnei Mevin. But the Sefer Panim B'Mishpat, it's a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, Achayish Mishpat, it's in Simi Yedzayin, on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which brings the Rambam, that says, Hama'anes adin umarech b'dvorim erbrum teil etzar echel mibalei dinim is b'chal ma'avu, he makes a chilut in dinim amanis and dinim nefashis, and that's what's mashm in the Rambam. The Ine Adin in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos and Perkei, the Ine Adin in the Rambam is a din in Dine Maminus. There, once the Dayan knows what the halacha is, even if there's no Gemar Din, so that's it. He's not allowed to go and pretend he doesn't know the halacha and start being Mayrich and start delaying, and that's going to cause tsar to the Balei Dinim, and that's the problem of Ine Adin. But that's the Ine Adin by Dine Maminus. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brings in a Chayshu Mishpat, and the Rambam says, Leisasa Ovel B'Mishpat, Kipshuta is talking about Dine Maminus. And as long as the Dayan knows what the Halacha is, he's Mechuyiv to Paskin in immediately, and not cause any Tzar to the Balei Din, who are waiting for the Psak, and are going to be annoyed at the delay. But Agamor is talking about Dine Nefashis. By Dine Nefashis, Kol's man is no Gmar Din, by Dinei Nefashis, we're constantly looking for schus. That's why we're doing Halanas Adin. Halanas Adin is even when we're ready to paskin really l'chayif. But we want to make sure. We want to be 100% sure. So Adarabba, the Baal Din is not sad about it. He's happy with it. The more you delay before you paskin, the pshat is the more of a chance will come out l'schus. So by Dinei Nefashis, there's no halacha that once you know what the din is, you got to paskin and execute the din right away. Even l'chay. Faket! Spend more time. Who knows? A schus might pop up, and you might end up not paskin l'chay. We're always trying to find more and more schus, and that's what happens with din nefashis. So there, the din of Ine Adin is dafka after the Gemar Din. The Gemar Din, that's it. We're finished. We're not discussing it anymore. We were going with the din. Then he wants it to be over with. It's causing him tsar. He wants them to kill him right away, so it won't cause him tzar anymore, because he has no hope anymore. But once Kolzman, they didn't paskin the din, so there is no Ine HaDin, because they know that there's a psak. So that's what he says, the machlekes in Mayit Katan, you have to see the Gemara there, but it's very richtig. The machlekes is not a machlekes in whether it's Ine HaDin before the psak or not. Just if you look at Rashi there, Rashi's learning up the Gemara, is talking about the Dine Mominus aspect. And Rashi's saying in Dine Maminus, he can't just be Ma'ayin in the din and not Paskin, that's Ine HaDin. And Taisus and Nudva are learning up the Gemara is going on Dine Nefashis. So that's why they're asking that Dine Nefashis or that Apsak is not called Ine HaDin. Sounds very mistabit to me what he's saying, that the Rambam Leisasu Ovel B'Mishpat teaching you Ine HaDin, and the Sefer Achinuch brings it, that's a din in Dine Maminus. That's another halacha. That's a din in Dine Maminus. By Dine Maminus, the halacha is prolonging Dine Maminus in any eifin, even if there wasn't a psak yet, as long as you know the halacha. That's another din of Ine Adin, which you see from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Cheribal Adam al Ivas Adin, Val Ine Adin. It puts it together, saying the wrong psak and corrupting the din, or even just delaying the din, puts it all together. That's like Sasu Avol B'Mishpat. The Ine Adin of Agamar is a different din. That's a din of Dine Nefashis. And therefore, as long as there's no psak, there's nothing wrong with delaying. Adarabba, that's just helping him. because it might come out as chus. But once you pass in the din, then it's causing him tsar. After echa kamecha, it's going to cause him tsar if you don't execute right away. And that's the din of ine din after the gemara din. That's what it says in the sefer upanim b'mishpat. That's the pshat. And now let's discuss the din that ritzicha is not echa Shabbos, which the Gemara in Amud Beis has a long discussion between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara in Amud Beis learns it out from a pasuk from Tanu Ve'yishmol. They sevar weish b'chol meishvei seichem. Why does it say meishvei seichem? To teach you, like just like it says, va'el luchukas mishpal yerseichem b'chol meishvei seichem, and meishvei seichem means bezdin. So here also, sevar weish b'chol meishvei seichem means bezdin. To teach you that in bezdin is din of sevar weish that you can't do the din misa of Sreifa on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains why they need a pasuk for it. Why they need a pasuk to teach you that it's not derech Shabbos, meich a taste, it should be derech Shabbos. The Gemara said, because you have a kal v'chaymer, that you find that misas bez de mitzicha is derech aveda, because it says me'im mizbechi tikachanu lamas. It says me'im mizbechi tikachanu lamas, that if you have a kayin which is mechuyiv misa, so you take him away from the Aveda to give him Misa. So you see that the din of Misa is Daich Aveda, even though he's not going to be able to do the Aveda now. But Misa is Daich Aveda. We also see that Aveda is Daich HaShabbos on Shabbos. You do the Aveda, you do the Aveda of the Karban Tzibur on Shabbos. So Kal V'chaymer, if Aveda is Daich HaShabbos, so Kal V'chaymer Ritzicha, which is Daich Aveda, Ritzicha should be Daich HaShabbos. So that's why we need the Pasuk, Le'sivar Reish B'chol Mesh V'sechem, to teach you that Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos, even on Shabbos, it's in the Savarish B'chomish Yosechem. That's Berich, the Maskonis HaGemara here on the Aflam and Heim and Beis. Now, Kupshuta, you learn, the din that Ein Ritzicha Deicha Shabbos means that there's an Issa Chil Shabbos, you kill someone, it's also to kill someone on Shabbos, it's a Chil Shabbos of killing someone. And Chil Shabbos, as though you would say that maybe for the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, you can be Deicha the Issa of Chil Shabbos, and you have a Kal V'chomer, you have a Kal V'chomer from Avedah. But we learn now, no, that the Isser, the mitzvah of killing someone, the mitzvah of Mises Bezin, is not Deicha Shabbos. And as Eilachar Taisus learns, Taisus here, to be Maslan Ritzicha Deicha Shabbos, Taisus discusses, why is there a Chil Shabbos in killing someone? Why is it a Makalkal? So one Shani says, if you hold by Sreifa, it's not Makalkal, because the Sreifa is the Bishul Psila. You're cooking up, you're making the lead, you're melting the lead. So even though killing the person maybe is Makalkal, you're just destroying the person, but when you're preparing the lead for it, you're melting the lead, that's Misakin. You're cooking up the lead, you're melting the lead, now you could use the lead, that's Misakin. So Mela, that's why it's Chil Shabbos, it's the Bishul. And what about other Chayvei Mises Bezdin? So he brings this amount, the Yom Mekalko B'Chabur is Potter. But it's amount, the Yom I mean Mekalko B'Chabur is Chayiv. So since the Melach of Chabura, the Melach of killing someone doesn't have a Pater Mekalko, but even if you owe Mekalko B'Chabur, it's Potter, but here it's a Tikkun because it's making a Kapara. You're actually not destroying him under Abba. You're giving him a Kapara. That's a Tikkun. Killing him is a Tikkun. It's making him better. You're giving him a Kapara. Malkoponim, it's a big sugya this about Makalko B'chabura. Taisus coming from the Gemara and Shabbos Daf Gavav. Malkoponim, and Taisus, it's Mavur L'chayra. Now the discussion here is the din of Le'sivarish B'chomish V'seichem that you learn out is just the din, as though you would think that Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos. Kamash Malon, Ritzicha is not Deicha Shabbos. Now the Rambam and Kama other Rishayim hold that there's something more to it. The Rambam counts Le'sivar Reish B'chol Meish V'Seichem as a separate mitzvah, separate Le'sisei. And Sefer HaMitzvah is Le'sisei Shinchav Bei, is a separate Le'sisei Le'sivar Reish B'chol Meish V'Seichem. And the Le'sisei is that Bezin shouldn't dan on Shabbos. The Le'sisei is that Bezin shouldn't dan dinim on Shabbos. If you're going to say that all it is that Bezin can't dan these dinim on Shabbos because it's Chil Shabbos, because you'll be over the Issa Shabbos, and Chil Shabbos is not Nidcha because of the say of Mrs. Bezdin, so it wouldn't be a separate Loisaseh. It wouldn't be a separate Loisaseh to dan on Shabbos. It wouldn't be a separate minyan from the minyan Tayag. It's the same Loisaseh of Chil Shabbos. It's the same Loisaseh of Asasa Malacha. There's no Bezundra Loisaseh of Loisavarish B'chomash Yaseichem. All the Rishainim that count Loisavarish B'chomash Yaseichem, I saw Ruchem Vishal Berlai brings the Psaid Yigayin and Kama other Rishayim count that they're all learning L'chari the same way, that there's Stam a new Lav, a new Isser to Dan on Shabbos. The Rambam in Yad, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perich of Dalach HaZayin, he says like this, Ein Ein Shem B'Shabbos, Afa B'Sha Ein Shemitzah, Sein Adeich HaShabbos, Ketzat Reishan Shai Bezin, Malchus HaMisa, a malkanesa, a misanesa b'shabbes. And emlis varish kol m'shesechem em b'shabbes. Zuas her lebezen shal yisufu b'shabbes mischayus reivu v'udin l'sharoinshim. And that's what the Rambam brings in Ilch Sefer Mitzvahs. He brings it in the vein done in b'shabbes. So the mashma yisalosh is also a mashma that is a say as her lebezen shal yisufu b'shabbes mischayus. It's as her that they shouldn't do it. The Sefer Achinuch also brings it down in the parish of Yaakov. And he says that if Bezdin goes and is dan b'Shabbos and Siva to be dan on Shabbos, the Bezdin is over in Isser, even though they didn't do the Chil Shabbos, but the Bezdin is being over the Isser with Samarish Chomash V'Seichem. V'hein ein advarim. If you're going to say, oh, this is that Chil Shabbos is not Deicha, so the Bezdin is not being over the Isser, and Shleich Advar Aveir, the one who's doing it's being over the Isser. But if the Isser is to be dan b'Shabbos, That Isser is Shayach to the Bezdin. The Bezdin's doing the Dan B'Shamas. The Bezdin's being over this Isser. The Magen Avraham talks about it. Magen Avraham seems a little bit mesupik about this, you say. Because Magen Avraham is discussing about Malkus. The Rambam throws in, you don't do Malkus and Shabbos. What's the Isser of Malkus and Shabbos? He's not 100% sure. He says, Efshe de Malkus namika chol Shabbos going to Isser Chabura v'tzarech Ian. Vaisis by Malkus, you don't always do a Chabura, or like some of the Machzah Shekel, other Mefarshim say that maybe on the Chabura, that's not called, that's Lacha Shein Shicha Lagufa. You're not being Mechavan for the Chabura, you're just doing the Malkus. By the Misa, you're being Mechavan to kill, so that's why it's Lacha Shein Shicha Lagufa, you're trying to kill, you're doing, that's what you're trying to do. Mashenga and Malkus, you're just hitting him, the male of the Chabura is happening. It's not so clear, he's not klar, he says, with Sarachian. And then he says, "Ve'efshid the miriba the korod the bechamish yaseichem nafklin shein done in klal." But that's the meshmoy. So he says he wasn't 100% klal to learn the Rambam. The way that's the meshmoy from the fact that the Rambam has as a separate mitzvah leisa say from the minyan tayang, befrad like we said from the chinuch that the bezin's over on it. So it sounds like it's not stam din that it's not deicha Shabbos. No, it's a din of ain't done. Meli Rambam says that way. He brings the sefer chinuch says mishroshia mitzvah. That you have a melech that he made a special day for himself, a day of celebration for the melech, and mainly said he doesn't want any prisoners to be any ancient to happen today because he doesn't want to share the simcha. That's the shrashia mitzvah. So mezunder mitzvah is not the pshat that Shabbos is chomer and the melech not deicha Shabbos. The mezunder is zach that dinim can't happen on Shabbos. The Magen Avraham is going on this Ramah. The Ramah says something very interesting. The Ramah says, it's going on the din of the Ein Donim B'Shabbos in Siman Shin Lamed Tesiv Dalet. It's a lach of Ein Donim B'Shabbos, which the Gemara brings down. I mean, they're shining me down. It says that the Rabbanan to make a din B'Shabbos, Xerish Shem Yechdev. And the Ramah says, Ulchein Asel Litvay Shulahachmas Lebesa Sayer Mishin Eschayvez Einish Kadesh La Yivrach. You're not allowed to grab, put anyone under arrest, put someone in jail, someone who's Chayv and Einish. Because Amol, the Yidin used to have a lot of autonomy. They were the ones that used to give the Einshim. So someone is Mechayiv and Einish, he did some sort of a crime, and the Yiddish Bezdin is the one that's supposed to take care of him. They can't put him in jail. The Kolshki and Shashal al Kaisei, they can't give him Malkus. David Bechlal Din, Vim Yivrach, Ein Aleinu Klum. Let's say if you don't put him in jail on Shabbos, he's going to run away, you won't be able to punish him. So what? So you won't be able to punish him. That's what it says in the Ramah. And on this, the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say clearly this is the Pshat in the Ramah. He just says, Kosev HaRambam in ancient B'Shabbos with the Malkus, with the whole thing that we said. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like he learns that that's goof for the Tam of the Ramah. The reason why the Ramah comes from a Shibali Leket B'Shem Rav Shuri Gain, the reason why you can't give these ancient, you can't put them in jail, you can't give them Malkus, is because of the din of this din of the Sevar Reish B'Chomash V'Seichim, and I'll give ancient on Shabbos. So then it would sound like even putting him in jail. That sounds like L'chayu Klar, even when it's not a malacha. Thing is, the Magen Avraham doesn't say that clearly. Magen Avraham Faked, he's mitzadet to say that L'Sevayu Eish is only when it is a malacha. He's not sure. The Shvus Yankov, there's an interesting tshuva in the Shvus Yankov in Chelek Aleph Siman Yadalad. He talks about putting someone in jail on Shabbos. He says he himself paskin one time, there was someone that was going to run away, leave his wife in Aguna. He had the tzibur come and grab him and put him in jail so that they could manage to get again out of him after Shabbos. Either Ramah says you're not allowed to put him in jail on Shabbos. So he said if it's a tzayrich that if you're not going to do it, there'll be an aguna. So that's already mutter. That's even according to the Ramah. But he got his mefakfik on the hold in, and he says the mefurish apostle because it says by the mekayshish eitzim by nicho eisim b'mishmar. That they put him in the jail And it's Mavur in the Gemara, he says, that they put him in the jail that day. That day they found him in Mekayishus Eitzim, which is on Shabbos, they put him in jail. Mefurish, that putting him in jail is not an Einish. Putting him in jail is putting him in jail. It's to do an Einish later, but you're putting him in jail. It's just holding him that you'll be able to do the Einish. That's not an Einish. It's a Mefurish HaPasuk that it's not an Einish, Doctor. So he says, and if you look in the Shibali Lekin inside, we have it, and it's in Simon Samach, that the reason for this is Al Sadin Darabonin of Ein Donim, not Al Sadin Daraisa Savayish Bechomesh Yusechem, because that wouldn't apply to putting him in jail. It might not apply to Malkus either, because it's not a regular Malkus. This is not a Malkus that they, let's say, that your Bezin's allowed to do, Malkum Vainshin Shalay Al Piteira. I'm not sure if that would apply to Lisvayish Bechomesh Yusechem. Now it says Mefurish and Shmuel Elekid. The problem is Ein Donim. The problem is Ein Donim B'Shavas Al Seshvus Al Sedin Derabbanan of Ein Donim. So Shvus Yankov is not sure about that also, because that's also Gzeir Shem Yichtev. Maybe that doesn't apply. That applies to Dinei Mominus. We have to write Stam to Al Sein Shem and that Mechateis it applies. You don't have the Gzeir Shem Yichtev there. But he says he wouldn't argue. Lemaisa Tzapsak from the Ramah from Rav Shuri Gain. You can't argue. But he says, but in the case where it's a case of an Aguna, that everyone would agree that you're allowed to do it. Al kapanim v'eifin, there is a shitas rishonim that leisavayu eish b'chomesh yaseichem is not that it's not a tchia, leisavayu eish b'chomesh yaseichem is a din, is an issa to do an einish. So the Magen Avraham, when he says that, he says it's tzarechim b'sanhejim daflam and hey, mash medafke b'dav v'sheish b'chil l'shabbos. V'cheimuch b'taisis shab. So the taisis we already spoke out. That taisis much is to find that there should be an issa deraisa of Chil Shabbos by Mises Bezdin. By Stais, it's only a din that it's not Deicha. But where does he see in our sugya? He says, it's Muchin our sugya, and Lissavar Oesh means Dafka when there's Chil Shabbos. In other words, it's Dafka a din that it's not Deicha. Where does he see it in the sugya? So the Machsa Shekeloi Fenard explains like this. The Gemara says, we should learn out that Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos, a Kal V'chaim, and Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda. Meis Mitzvah is Deicha Aveda, you learn that from Velach Chaisai. And since it has an extra word lachaisai to teach you that even a kohen gadol, a nazir, and someone who's going to make a pesach or a milah, he's matami to a meis mitzvah. Right, the is that meis mitzvah is deicha avaydus, deicha avaydus of pesach, and avaydus deicha shabbos. So kavachayim meis mitzvah should be deicha shabbos. So the Gemara says ritzicha deichiach. You learn it from Ritzicha. Ritzicha is also Deich HaVeidim, Imiz B'chein Olamos, and Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, and how do you know that from Meishveis? So Mele Ritzicha Techiach. So Zog the Max HaShekel HaZai. If the din is Ritzicha Stam, not Deich HaShabbos, the mitzvah of Ritzicha, the mitzvah of Mizbez, is not Deich HaShabbos, so it could be a Chiach. We have a case, you want to make a Kal V'chaymer, that anything that's Deich HaVeidah should be Deich HaShabbos, because if HaVeidah is Deich HaShabbos, a Kal V'chaymer is something which is Deich HaVeidah is Deich HaShabbos. I have you a case, Yechiach, Ritzicha is Deich HaVeidah, and it's not Deich HaShabbos, it can be Yechiach. But that's only if Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos. But if the din of Meshur Seichem is the Stam, there's an Issa to do a din on Shabbos. So there is no din on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah to say on Shabbos. We're mafkia the mitzvah to say of Mises Bezin on Shabbos. I would say, how could it be Yechiach? It's not that Ritzicha is not Deich HaShabbos, Ritzicha is Stam an Issa to do it on Shabbos. Nothing to do with the Dechi of Shabbos about the Melech HaShabbos. There's an issue. Abish doesn't want you to down on Shabbos even when it's not Chil Shabbos. So how can that be called a Yechiach? A Yechiach is a pshat that Ritzich is stronger than Avodah and it's still not Deich HaShabbos. It's a male who the Meis Mitzvah is stronger than Avodah, it's still not Deich HaShabbos. But you don't see that Ritzich is not stronger than Shabbos. This Stam is Zaitik a problem. Shabbos is not a day for Ritzich. Shabbos is not a day for Einshim. So the male shouldn't be able to be called a Yechiach. That's the Chayyad Akash of the Magen Avraham. A gewaldige kasha. But Avnei Nezer, it's Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish Chav Ches, and Erechaim Simon Reish Chav Ches, he says a teretz like this. He says there's two dinim in Mises Bezdin. There's a din, a mitzvah say to give an einish. A mitzvah say to give an einish. Someone did something wrong, he didn't have there. Bezdin mechuyif to give him an einish. Yenidin, l'svar reish b'chol meshusechem teaches you, that you don't do that on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of exemption. Shabbos day off. Don't give out Einshim on Shabbos. But there's a tzeita din, that the Eibishim doesn't want someone who's Mechuyiv Misa to be alive, like we spoke about before. We said this by similar to the Dvar Avraham, that we said before. He's not supposed to be alive. Every Rege he's alive, there's a bitul of the Bi'at Rami Kibecha. So, Einachinani, mitzad the mitzvah of giving an Einish, that mitzvah stam doesn't exist on Shabbos. So, Stas Alein, you can't have a Yechiach. But he tainis, the mitzvah of giving an Einish, that anyway can't be Deich HaVoida. The mitzvah of giving an Einish, that's not what's Deich HaVoida. He said, because you can do it later. You can't tell me the mitzvah of giving an Einish is Deich HaVoida. It's actually Kaim Shneim. Let him do the Havaida, and you'll do the mitzvah later. What's this mean? In Mizbechit the Kechad Olamos, you're going and stopping the Havaida today to kill him? Why could do both? Let him finish the Havaida and kill him afterwards. So once Deich HaVoida, Avada not the mitzvah of Einish. Avada the mitzvah of Einish is Bechal not Deich HaVoida. So what's Deich HaVoida? The dinu bi'at romik yibecha. Stam, because the Eibush doesn't want him alive. So even if that's going to cost you the Avaida, but the Eibush doesn't want him alive for another second, will be at Romik Rebecha. So like that's not Deicha Shabbos, is not because the Stam Adin, you can't do Einishim on Shabbos. That's only if you want to do an Einish. You want to do an Einish, you don't want to do it on Shabbos. But here he's not allowed to be alive. So why can't you kill him, Stam? Because you don't want him alive anymore, because the Torah doesn't want him alive. Why can't that be a Sibit to kill him? For that, you have to come on to the fact that for that, you can't do Chil Shabbos for that. Because if Ubiyat Yom Kibbech Ubiyat Shabbos, even if you have Leisavaru, that means you don't do Einish on Shabbos. But here, forget about the Einish. Forget about the fact that I want to give him an Einish, I have a Chiv to give him an Einish. With that, I wouldn't do on Shabbos. But he's not going to be alive. That would have applied on Shabbos also. And that you don't do. So in them state, that's stam, the Bi'at Yom Kibbech is not Deich HaShabbos, so it could be Yechiach. It's Deich HaVoida, not Deich HaShabbos. So who adin? Meis Mitzvah, which is Deich HaVoida, is not Deich HaShabbos. That's the Teretz of Avnei Nezer on the Magen Avraham's Kasha Geshmaka Teretz.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.